Chapter 121. Would hazard my life to gratify it. Apostrophe, you speak hastily, sir. Apostrophe, truly and sincerely, apostrophe, rejoined Nicholas, his lips trembling as he formed the words, if ever man spoke truly yet. I am not skilled in disguising my feelings, and if I were, I could not hide my heart from you. Dear madam, as I know your history, and feel as men and angels must to hear and see such things, I do entreat you to believe that I would die to serve you. Apostrophe, the young lady turned away her head, and was plainly weeping. Forgive me, apostrophe, said Nicholas, with respectful earnestness, if I seem to say too much, or to presume upon the confidence which has been entrusted to me. But I could not leave you, as if my interest and sympathy expired with the commission of the day. I am your faithful servant, humbly devoted to you from this hour, devoted in strict truth and honor to him who sent me here, and in pure integrity of heart and distant respect for you. If I meant more or less than this, I should be unworthy his regard, and false to the very nature that prompts the honest words I utter. Apostrophe, she waved her hand, entreating him to be gone, but answered not a word. Nicholas could say no more, and silently withdrew. And thus ended his first interview with Madeline Bray. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.